Last year, the House Intelligence Committee held a hearing on UAPs. They brought in some Pentagon bureaucrats who only had two answers to the questions they were asked. I don't know, or that's classified. This hearing is going to be different. We're going to have witnesses who can speak frankly to public about their experiences. We've had a heck of a lot of pushback about this hearing. We've had members of Congress who fought us. We've had members of the intelligence community and also the Pentagon. Even NASA backed out on us.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Well, welcome to Understanding Our Times, the program where we focus on current events that are happening in the country and around the world. I'm your host, Ken Michael. Pastor Josh is actually en route to the studio from Orlando, Florida, where we just spent the weekend at the Prophecy Watchers Conference. And what a fruitful event that was. I mean, there were so many blessings that came out of it. We got to meet so many of our listeners and watchers, so many people that asked about Jan and how she's doing and just sending their love and appreciation. And I just want to tell you, we appreciate that as well. We had people that came over from overseas, from Ireland, from the conferences that we did last year overseas and in Ireland. So it was just such a blessing to meet so many people. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next clip. The clip you just heard was obviously about unidentified objects that the military are seeing, military pilots are witnessing, and I got a chance to sit down and talk about one of the leading experts, I think, in the world, and that's our own Pastor Billy Crone, who has done extensive studies, extensive research on this. And it, folks, it boils right down to the military and the government, we believe, are trying to have the setup, along with the secular world, the setup for the great disappearance of many, probably billions of people in an event called the Rapture. And that's what we're witnessing, I believe, the setup for that. So Pastor Billy, I got to sit down with him and listen to his explanation of what's happening and what's about to happen.
Tell us a little bit about, I know your subject is UFOs, and you are, I think, the leading expert on this subject. Tell us a little bit about what your messages are.
Yeah, basically, the big challenge was trying to summarize a 14-hour documentary that we just did on this topic, UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. To try to summarize it in two messages, but anyway, basically what we want to demonstrate is what is coming to the planet, I'm convinced, is the aliens slash demons are here to explain away the next big prophetic event on God's end time calendar. Of course, that's the rapture of the church.
Right.
And that makes sense because if you're the enemy, you can't spin this baby away, right? You can't just not report on this like the news does to things today. This literally happened. Millions of people disappeared across the planet. So you better come up with something. Well, Hayden just been coming up with something. He's been working on it for the last at least 150 years with Charles Darwin, the birth of the live evolution, to get you to believe in evolved aliens, to get you to buy into the next lie. That's the ultimate goal, to explain away the rapture.
Right.
And that's why we titled it UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction, because that's what I'm convinced, Ken, the world is going to be told. That's what happened to those people. It was a mass alien abduction. Hollywood, as we know, is out there, what I call pre-visualizing, getting people to think, oh, it's just like the Marvel movie, or it's just like that movie, and the aliens sucked them up, or they just flaked away, or like the blip. It's the blip. It's the modern blip. It really is true. It's really happened. But the challenge that we need to get out, the Bible says as Christians, we need to give a hope for the defense that lies within us. And we need to let people know there is a mass abduction coming to this planet. The Bible just chooses to use a different word.
Right.
It's rapture, coming from the Greek word harpazo, which means a quick snatching, catching away, literally, an abduction. So there is going to be a mass abduction. But it's going to have nothing to do with aliens and demons. It's Jesus Christ coming back to get his bride, the church. And so we're trying to get people to get equipped on that. And again, I keep challenging audiences around the world. Listen, I'm telling you, you may think that you don't need to get involved in this topic, and this is just too tinfoil hatty, so to speak. But surveys are in the United States of America. More people believe in aliens than they do in God. More people believe that aliens have visited planet Earth than Jesus is the Son of God. And it's now becoming a replacement religion for Christianity.
That's the sad part right there. It's Christians that believe this. It's one thing for the secular humanists and the population to believe in that, but it's the church that we have to get this message, and that's what you're doing such a great job of.
Well, and that's why, again, with the first message I dealt with, and there's a lot more than that we cover, but 10 lies that these guys are revealing who they are. They're demons, they're liars. John chapter 8, Satan's a liar and the father of all lies. And that's all these things do. They habitually lie. We catch them all the time in lying, including their origin, that they come from outer space, they're higher evolved beings. That's a lie. Right. And so as Christians, we're what? Truth tellers. Right. We're to tell the truth. Jesus is the truth. We need to get to tell people that this is a lie. It's a demonic lie, custom tailored for these last days to explain away the rapture. But the good news is there is an abduction you want to be a part of. The abduction of the church, the rapture. But you have to receive Jesus Christ, your Savior, now. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to get left behind. And that's the double lie from these guys.
Right.
They're not only going to say, oh, you got left behind? Well, that's why those people disappeared. It was the aliens. The second lie that we bring out that they're saying, for those who are left behind, instead of Jesus said the 7-year tribulation and those who are left behind, you just entered into the 7-year tribulation, the worst time in the history of mankind. That's what Jesus said.
Right.
The aliens and demons are saying, oh, no, you're a chosen one.
Right.
In fact, it was those inferior people who couldn't go along with this new utopia. That's why they had to be taken away. But you are about to enter into the age of utopia, the golden age, and it is exactly the opposite of what Jesus said. So the point is, you don't want to be left behind, right? But if you are left behind, they're going to say it was a mass abduction of aliens, and it's a good thing, not a bad thing. And again, that's lies. Where do lies come from? It comes from Satan.
Well, for those who don't understand it, I mean, Pastor Billy, don't we have to go back to the Book of Genesis, creation. What did God create? Man and woman.
Right.
What else was on the earth then?
Right.
Demons.
Exactly.
Wherever Christ went, what was one of the first things he always did when he arrived in a town?
Right.
Cast out demons.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we're witnessing. Right. And I mean, the church doesn't... I talk to people that are Christians, and they don't understand that. They believe in UFOs.
Oh, it's huge. And again, I've seen the same unfortunate trend. I think part of it is because churches don't even teach on apologetics.
Exactly.
And part of the apologetics is we need to reveal the lie of evolution. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, it was very popular to churches to equip the congregation, which we're called to do, apologetically on issues like origins, is it evolution versus creation, you know. But it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to touch about that, and so they're falling for this lie. But the evidence is out there that we did not come from the goo to the zoo to me and you, and these guys need the lie of evolution to get us to fall for the next lie, higher evolved aliens, which again is the setup for the next lie, and I think is the ultimate goal to explain away the rapture of the church. And so we have to get the church equipped on this issue. And as you know, my background being a non-Christian, I was a huge skeptic of Christianity.
Right.
And so I would ask Christians a lot of questions, and they couldn't answer my basic questions. Like, how do I know the Bible really came from God?
Right.
How do I know God even exists? If God really exists, why is there evil and suffering? And they couldn't answer them.
Right.
The sad thing is, now being a Christian, the answers are there. It's just you got to do the homework.
Exactly.
And so me as a pastor, that's why I make it my point that, okay, my congregation that God's called me to be a shepherd, no, you're going to know how to defend your faith.
Right.
Including topics like this.
Exactly.
Because our world is enthralled with it. But my point is, we have a giant section in this new documentary completely blown away, specifically for the Christian community that's buying into this lie, that evolution is not only not true, but it is completely unbiblical to believe that God created life on other planets. And we go down deep.
Because everything's in the Bible.
Exactly.
About creation.
Right. It's a weird concept. I'm trying to work on it myself, but how about just stick with the Bible?
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What a concept. You're supposed to be a Christian.
Exactly. Well, folks, if you want to hear more about this, this guy is, I don't think there's anybody better on this subject than you. And I've learned so much. Our ministry is so blessed to be affiliated with you. Tell us how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can meet, teach us at our teaching website. You can go there, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. 12 years worth of material that you could watch for free. If you want to get the books or DVDs, including this documentary, we do not copyright our media. So make a billion copies, give it away. We just got to get God's truth out as fast as we can.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of your ministry. You just, you put it out there and whoever wants it can have it. So we're so thankful for you and your ministry. And we are so blessed, like I said, to be affiliated with you.
Well, folks, don't believe the lie. There's a lot of deception out there. And like I said, if you haven't heard Pastor Billy give a teaching on this, it's a must-see. It's must-see videos. And he has a new documentary coming out. Go out and check it out, getalifemedia.com. The next pastor I was so blessed to interview was Pastor Tom Hughes for Hope for Our Times. And we've been so blessed. There's, as you know, last year, Pastor Tom, Pastor Billy, Pastor Brandon, and Pastor Mondo Gonzalez, we all went to Europe, we went to Australia, we went to New Zealand. And I asked Pastor Tom what he's seen, if there's any fruit that he's seen since then. And this is what he had to say.
Pastor Tom Hughes, Hope for Our Times. Tom, thanks for joining me today.
It's great being here with you, Ken. It's fantastic.
This is awesome. And I've been so blessed. Our ministry's been so blessed. We've been traveling all over the world. We were in Europe last October. We just got back from Australia and New Zealand. Just to start out, what was your takeaway from those trips? Because, I've tried to share with everyone, but unless you're there, I don't think you can really experience it. But what was your takeaway from it?
That the remnant church is real, but it's also real small.
Exactly.
And when I think of the words of Jesus where he said, narrow is the path that leads to life, broad is the path that leads to destruction, you can really see it. And with Europe, you can see the people that are coming literally from other countries, one person from this country, another person from this country, gathering together just to meet somebody that's like-minded, because they can't even find people in their own countries that are like-minded. We went to Australia and New Zealand. It wasn't quite the extreme I felt as Europe was, but you could still sense it. And when we went to New Zealand, this is remarkable. In New Zealand, when we put together the conference there, not one church was involved.
Right.
It was all, it was an organic move of home Bible studies. That's all it was. It was totally the remnant, because no pastors wanted to be involved, no churches wanted to be involved. And there were still about 800 adults that showed up, but it was all home Bible studies.
Exactly.
There are people who are watching on video, putting together Sunday groups or whatever, and they're watching us on video, and that was who came.
Yeah, and the message I got was, hey, we never thought that would happen here. Get ready, it's coming to America. And that's, we were warned over and over. Pastor Josh and I just got back from Canada, that the message was the same. So, and unbelievably, folks, people from those conferences we were at overseas in Ireland are actually at this conference. I met them. It's unreal.
It is really neat. And the warning is very real, like you said, Ken. What's happening there is coming to America. We can see it. Less and less churches want anything to do with the things that we talk about. They don't want to hear about the Old Testament. They don't want to hear about any of the prophecies regarding the second coming of Christ. All they want to do is have a message on peace and love,
exactly,
how we all need to get along. But they're unwilling to confront culture. They're saying it's political. It's not political. These are biblical things. And what are we to do? I mean, imagine this, Ken. What does a pastor do on the day they stand before the Lord,
exactly,
and they say, well, we didn't think what you said, Jesus, in the Olivet Discourse was important.
Right.
We thought we'd just get rid of those words. Well, we thought the whole Old Testament was irrelevant. You know, all those words in your book, we thought they were kind of stupid, so we didn't bring them up. And all those crazy people that talk about the rapture and the mark of the beast, we know it's in the Bible, but we knew it wasn't important. I mean, how are they going to stand before the Lord and say, whatever you said here wasn't important?
Exactly.
That's just amazing.
I couldn't agree more. And those political issues that you talk about are moral issues, and moral issues are biblical issues.
Oh, absolutely.
So I don't know how pastors can't speak out against that. So appreciate you and your ministry so much. Tell us what your message is here at the conference.
I have a couple of them. Both are coming today, as a matter of fact, whenever this posts. But the first one is regarding the coming global police state. And we're going to do a little bit of a history lesson.
Great.
And point how this has been developing. It's not something that just started with Klaus Schwab.
Yep.
And then also the second one's on the Gospel of Judas.
Well, folks, if you don't have a chance to check it out, I know they're going to live stream it, but if you don't have that chance, they're going to offer it so you can watch it and purchase it online. So I so appreciate Pastor Tom's ministry. I appreciate his friendship. How can people get a hold of you?
HopeForOurTimes.com. Very simple. HopeForOurTimes.com.
Well, folks, please take these warnings seriously. As these pastors and myself have been so blessed to travel across the country and around the world, we're actually witnessing this. We're witnessing what happens. Please take the warnings. Do not be deceived and be a watchman on the wall and be prepared. I mean, that's the main message. We've been talking about this now for the last 3 years, and now we're finally seeing it develop right before our very eyes. So the final interview that I was so blessed to do was with our own Pastor Mark Henry from Revive Church and also 412 Church in San Ysidro, California. And I would encourage you, please check out his message on the Holocaust. It was very moving, and I'll let him explain it. But he went into the importance of visiting Yad Vashem and some of the historical sites in Jerusalem. Let's hear from Pastor Mark Henry.
Pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah.
So I watched your message last night, and I was moved because you were talking about history and the history behind the Holocaust and what they did to the Jews and the impact it had. And you had a scene from Band of Brothers where they were going in and they were finding the Holocaust survivors. And your message last night, tell everybody what it was about, because I was really moved.
Yeah, when you visit Israel, you go to Yad Vashem, which is the memorial for the Holocaust. And one of the things that ends up happening when you're there is obviously you're looking at a piece of history and how the Jews suffered during the Holocaust. I mean, 6 million Jews killed. It's massive, right? And the atrocities there. But what is crazy is that 97% of Germans said they were Christians.
Right.
And when you walk out of Yad Vashem, the reality is that the Jewish people walk away and Christians walk away saying, how in the world could Christians or people who claim to be Christians participate, encourage, promote, and facilitate the butchery, the horrible atrocities that happened during the Holocaust?
Some of the most intelligent people on the planet were behind that.
Yeah, the most educated people. I mean, if you were like getting a PhD in physics or aerodynamics, anything like that, you had to study in Germany.
Exactly.
And people often say, you know, if we just need more education. If we had more education, that would fix it. No, there's a spiritual problem that goes much
exactly.
deeper.
Exactly, yep.
And so what I just wanted people to know is that when you go to Yad Vashem, you'll show that theology matters. And if you believe in replacement theology, if you embrace allegorical interpretation, you will be prone to be the church that stands up and says, you know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. You'll be anti-Israel. You'll be anti-Jewish people. You'll be... And because of that, once you allegorize eschatology, you'll allegorize other portions of Scripture, whether it's Genesis 1 through 11 or ecclesiology about how the church should function, morality, ethics, nuclear family, all those things end up getting compromised.
So exactly.
Ken, when people say, my church is changing, it's because they've already embraced an allegorical method of interpretation that allows culture to pressure cook us, and it just squeezes us in a direction.
Exactly. And can I say this? You took a group of us there last year, and we went to Yad Vashem. And folks, if you ever have the chance to go to Israel, you have to go there, because you can hear about it, you can see the pictures, but unless you're there to experience it, it is the most moving thing I've ever been through. So please, if you have the chance, go there and visit.
We got another trip coming up in February. By then, Lord willing, things will have, you know, settled down.
Calm down a little bit.
And we'll be ready to roll.
Awesome. So you're giving a message tomorrow night, I believe.
Correct.
What is that going to be?
Yeah, the millennial kingdom. Because here's the bottom line. You and I see all the tragedy that's happening around us, and it should compel us and move us to anticipate Jesus' coming. Because with his coming, everyone thinks rapture immediately, of course, 7 years of tribulation. The second coming is a big deal, because he's going to set up the millennial kingdom, rule and reign in righteousness for 1,000 years. Satan's going to be bound, not deceiving the nations for 1,000 years. It's going to be what everybody is promising. Third Reich promised we're going to rule for 1,000 years. No, it's Jesus who's going to rule for 1,000 years. Mao said, you know, the Chinese are going to do this leap forward in the late 1950s, early 60s, and we're going to rule the world for 1,000 years. No, Jesus is going to rule the world for 1,000 years,
absolutely,
and it'll be in righteousness.
So our ministries are connected very tightly. We have a bi-monthly Thursday evening event. Who's our guest coming up next?
Yeah, Alex Newman is going to be our next one coming up. We're looking forward to having Alex. Great servant of the Lord, great thinker, and the guy's in lots of places that we talked about, yeah, you know, World Economic Forum. I mean, if there's something going on in the world, the guy is there.
Exactly.
Firsthand information.
How can people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yeah, the best thing to do is just Google Mark Henry Ministries and everything will pop up.
So, folks, must-see message from Pastor Mark. I know you'll be blessed. I know you'll be moved. And as we said, if you've never had a chance to go to Israel and visit Yad Vashem, please do so, because we all believe that there's another Holocaust coming, and we're seeing the setup. We're seeing the lead up to that time during the tribulation when, unfortunately, two-thirds of the Jewish population will be massacred. And the message is, we can put a dent in that. That's only a percentage. Remember that. That's not a number. The more Jews we get saved, the less that two-thirds percentage is. So, folks, I just have a couple of announcements on where Pastor Josh and I are going to be traveling. On Friday, March 8th, we're going to be at Wilson Chapel Christian Union with Pastor Tom Rowland in Elizabethtown, Indiana. And then the following day, Saturday, March 9th, we're going to be at Calvary Chapel in Bloomington, Indiana. And then on March 14th, Pastor Josh and I will be at Lake City Community Church, Lakewood, Washington. And we had the distinct pleasure of meeting Dr. Jim Kennington and his lovely wife, JC, at the Prophecy Watchers Conference. What a blessing that was. They came and introduced themselves, and they got to see our messages and see what we're all about. And we're excited to come out and see those folks out there. So join us, if you will. And then make sure you check out our website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Please download our app. You can see and archive all of Jan's programs, all of our updates, and you can download our app and then check out our store, our online store. There's a ton of products there that you can purchase and we'll send to you. We don't charge for shipping and handling. That will help you in your walk for Christ. So join us, if you will, next week when we focus on a topic that's happening in the country and around the world. We'll see you then, and may the Lord be with you all. God bless.